This is Akashvani, the news read by Nobunita Adhikari Srivastav. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has reached Tianjin in China on the second leg of his two-nation visit. The Prime Minister will participate in the 25th summit of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization beginning tomorrow. Our correspondent covering the Prime Minister's visit reports Mr. Modi, along with other leaders, will deliberate on issues such as regional security, connectivity, sustainable development, and global cooperation. More than 20 heads of state and 10 leaders of international organizations are expected to attend the summit. Prime Minister Modi and Russian President Vladimir Putin are among the prominent participants. More from our correspondent.
From the Prime Minister Narendra Modi's arrival at Tianjin Airport to his journey to the hotel, the atmosphere was charged with warmth and excitement. People appeared overjoyed to catch a glimpse of the Prime Minister. Chinese women artists trained in Indian classical music by renowned Indian musicians presented a soulful Bande Mataram song on sitar, santoor and tabla. In addition, Chinese dancers performed graceful and well-coordinated recitals of Bharatanatyam, Odissi and Kathak, leaving the audience mesmerized. The rich colors of Indian culture on display made the Prime Minister's welcome truly unforgettable. During the two-day summit, Prime Minister Modi will take part in deliberations on critical issues including regional security, connectivity, sustainable development and cooperation among member states. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashvani News, Tianjin.
Earlier, Prime Minister Modi concluded his two-day visit to Japan. After attending the 15th India-Japan Annual Summit yesterday, Prime Minister Modi met with the governors of 16 prefectures in Tokyo today. The Prime Minister highlighted the potential of the state's prefectures' collaboration and urged action under the State Prefecture Partnership Initiative, launched during the 15th Annual Summit for Shared Progress. Following the talks, Prime Minister Modi and his counterpart Shigeru Ishiba reached Sendai in Miyagi Prefecture by Shinkansen bullet train and visited the Tokyo Electron Factory, a major manufacturer of semiconductor production equipment. In a social media post, the Prime Minister termed the visit as productive, saying, "May India-Japan friendship scale newer heights in the times to come." Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held a telephonic conversation with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. During the call, President Zelensky shared his perspective on the recent developments related to Ukraine. Mr. Modi thanked President Zelensky and reaffirmed India's steadfast and consistent position for peaceful settlement of the conflict and support for efforts aimed at the earliest restoration of peace. Mr. Modi also reiterated India's commitment to extend all possible support in this regard. Meanwhile, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today talked with Finland's Foreign Minister Elina Valtonen about the Ukraine conflict and its ramifications. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani tomorrow at 11 a.m. It will be the 125th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, the AIR news website and the News On Air mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, the PMO and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. India's real gross domestic product GDP is estimated to grow by 7.8% in the first quarter, April to June, in the current financial year, which is the highest in the last five quarters. In the last financial year, the GDP had grown by 6.5% in the first quarter, while it stood at 7.4% in the fourth quarter. Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal has said India is a global growth engine fueled by reforms and resilience. In badminton, Sattvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty will lock horns with the Chinese duo of Chen Bo Yang and Liu Yin in men's double semi-final of BWF World Championships in Paris tonight. And that is the end of this news bulletin.